This is the Shape Notes 2 MP3 audio file from pages 6 and 7 of Fundamentals of Music and Directing Songs. The purpose of this file is to help you establish the sounds of the notes in your mind, and if you haven't memorized their names and shapes yet, to get that burned into your memory as well. When we sing these shape notes, we are singing the scale. The scale we use in singing does not have equal distances between all of the notes. When you sing the scale, you might notice that your voice will not always move the same distance. If you turn to the bottom of page 9 for a moment, I'll point out what is happening. Every movement of the scale calls for us to move our voices one step between each of the notes, except for in two places. Our voice will only move a half step when singing from mi to fa and from ti to do. This means your voice will move farther to get from re to mi than it will move to get from mi to fa. Although re and mi are right next to each other and mi is right next to fa, we cannot move our voice the same distance to sing them correctly. Now let's sing the scale at the top of page 7. We're going to repeat do at the top of the octave so you can get the feel of coming down from do on the other side. I want you to look at the shapes as you sing them and make this association between name and shape and sound automatic. If you learned the letter names from page 3, you already know that the ledger line below the staff is a C. This is called middle C, and that is where we are going to begin our exercise on the scale here. Do, do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Do that exercise over and over again, learning the distances between each of these notes as you go. As you continue to use these files, you need to get an app for your smartphone that will analyze the pitches that you sing. This is going to let you catch problems before they become so set in your mind that you have to unlearn them. I'm not suggesting that your voice has to have the perfect intonation of a professional singer. I'll tell you right now, mine certainly doesn't. But the app is going to tell you if your voice is actually reproducing the pitches correctly. Your voice needs to come in close, very, very close to those pitches. It may not be perfect, but the better you can get it, then the better you will be singing and the better you will be understood. Now, I want to change a little bit here, and we sang that scale in C. I want to drop our pitch down to B flat, and we will sing the B flat scale. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do. Notice how we have moved the scale, the entire scale, down one step from C to B flat, and yet all of the intervals are the same as we move up and down the scale. This gives each scale, although in a different key, it gives it exactly the same kind of sound.